Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, who's actually running the Department of Justice? We go through the roster of the people that are maybe pulling the strings of Merrick Garland behind the scenes. It's important to realize it's not just a deep state. It also goes wide. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I want to talk about who is running the Department of Justice. I watched Life, Liberty, and Levin last evening with the great one, Mark Levin, and he made a phenomenal point that I want to really expand upon here, which is it's not just Merrick Garland. It's not just Merrick Garland running the Department of Justice who signed off on the warrant. There is a platoon of people around Merrick Garland that are bitter, left-wing, anti-American, anti-constitutional radicals. Lisa Monaco, Vanita Gupta, Kristen Clark, Kenneth Polite, and Matthew Graves. Those are just five of the people behind Merrick Garland that make Merrick Garland look like a moderate. You see, when you dive into the biographies of these people, Lisa Monaco, Vanita Gupta, Kristen Clark, Kenneth Polite, Matthew Graves, you realize that these people have no respect or appreciation for the rule of law. The only currency that they trade in is power. You see, these are the people that are using the Federal Bureau of Investigation as a revenge squad against half the country that they deem to be deplorable or expendable. It's a team of interchangeable parts. They are replaceable. They are expendable. You see, they rely on one another to not be greater or not be more powerful than another. You see, if Merrick Garland gets removed as Attorney General or he resigns, it will just be another, even more radical person that will replace him. You see, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution is very clear, and it was violated explicitly at the raid of Mar-a-Lago. You see, the Fourth Amendment of the United States guarantees against unreasonable searches and seizures. So the Fourth Amendment, I'm going to read it right here. The right of the people to be secure in their homes, persons, papers, and effects against the unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describe the place to be searched and the person of things. Why do you need privacy? Orwell wrote about this extensively in 1984. If you cannot have privacy, you are not free. The state is able to go through your private musings. At that point, they're able to examine your consciousness. You cannot be a free people without privacy. And for the federal government to be able to come in 270 man hours with 30 FBI agents into Mar-a-Lago and occupy Mar-a-Lago because of a paperwork dispute is outrageous. Now, we learned what was in the warrant Friday, but the warrant isn't very telling. What we demand is the affidavit. What did you tell the judge, as it's so important that it can't wait, that we have to go to Mar-a-Lago this very instant? Was Donald Trump constructing a dirty bomb in the Donald J. Trump presidential ballroom? Was Donald Trump sex trafficking children through Mar-a-Lago? Well, they never raided Jeffrey Epstein's home for that, or Bill Clinton's home. Was Donald Trump helping foreign cartels or the Iranian Revolutionary Guard? No, they said that Donald Trump had paperwork that he was supposed to return to the National Archives. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton widespread destroyed them. Barack Obama has boxes of National Archive records at Martha's Vineyard. No. We know what this was. This was a shot across the bow. This was a shock and awe campaign to show you that you are a subject, not a citizen. Let's play cut five.
You have a Department of Justice headed by radical political apparatchiks. Not just Merrick Garland, but under Merrick Garland, names you probably never heard of before. The Deputy Attorney General is probably the number one Svengali in the Department of Justice, Lisa Monaco, longtime Obama operative. Vanita Gupta, radical leftist. Kristen Clark, radical leftist. She's the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. Kenneth Polite, the Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division. And the U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C., Matthew Graves. These people make up the cabal, if you will, the Department of Justice Politburo, that is making decisions about the future of this country and are using the law in a way that we were told would create tyranny.
So Kristen Clark, let's focus on her. Kristen Clark, her official title is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. She is part of this Politburo, as Mark Levin beautifully puts it. Kristen Clark wrote a letter to the Harvard Crimson in her capacity as a Black Student Association leader. She said, please use the following theories and observations to assist you in your search for truth regarding genetic differences between blacks and whites. She's a black supremacist. She said, black infants sit, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. She said, Dr. Richard King reveals the core of the human brain is locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. 3, Carol Barnes notes that the human mental process controlled by melanin, that same chemical which gives blacks their superior physical and mental abilities, Kristen Clark goes. So Kristen Clark is not just someone who says, well, I don't like white people. She thinks black people are superior to white people. She said some scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcified or non-functioning. Calcification rates within Africans are 5 to 15%. This is a chemical basis for the cultural difference between blacks and whites. She continues, 5, melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities. This is your current American Attorney General for Civil Rights, the American Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, who's all involved in the activity and the chatter in the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the confiscation of Scott Perry's cell phone, the leg irons on Peter Navarro, the indictment and the conviction of Steve Bannon. This is who's running your government. It's not just about Merrick Garland, everybody. She said at Harvard, crackpot theories like this were considered deranged and dangerous. After an outcry on campus, Kristen Clark suggested she didn't believe what she had written necessarily. But then the left-wing Crimson didn't buy that explanation. They asked her, well, why did you publish it? And she doesn't answer. That's just one example. We have to understand the left, they've been so deliberate at building a machine within our government. So yes, we must impeach Merrick Garland. I don't think he's going to make it till January. But it is all of these parts. Lisa Monaco, Vanita Gupta, Kristen Clark, Kenneth Polite, Matthew Graves. And those are just 5 out of 500 of the radicals in the Department of Justice. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. 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 Or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Vanita Gupta is one of the DOJ radicals that is in on the game. We must recognize and remind ourselves that as the administrative state continues to grow in power, the people that are actually putting this forward are ideological believers in the centralization of power and the robbing of sovereignty from the people into the Leviathan, into the state. This is Tom Cotton talking to Vinita Gupta. It's important to refresh ourselves of who exactly is running our government. Play cut 15.
You said we all have implicit biases and racial biases. That's all. Every single American you accused of implicit bias and racial bias. So I'm asking you again, against which races do you harbor racial bias?
I am quite aware that I know that I hold stereotypes that I have to manage. I'm a product of my culture. I believe that all of us are able to manage implicit bias, but only if we can acknowledge our own. And I am not above anyone else in that matter. I think implicit bias is something that is part of the shared human condition.
What bias is that, Vinita Gupta? Do you hate, I don't know, Christian white men? Vinita Gupta expresses regret over anti-GOP remarks. Now, who is Vinita Gupta? Vinita Gupta is the Associate Attorney General, and she is number three at the Department of Justice, okay? And they say, well, she's the first woman to hold that job. Do you notice that they only care about men and women differences when they can say that it's the first woman to get the job? Then they say, whoa, I don't know what a woman is. It's like, really, it's interesting. So you want the woman label for landmarks and for glass ceilings so you guys get credit for it, and then all of a sudden they say, well, there's no such thing as a woman. It's interesting how the term of womanhood or the term of being a woman is rather expendable unless you're trying to get media credit for it. Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Chuck Grassley said, while Vinita Gupta's nominee for Associate Attorney General has performed work in the past, her past comments about Republicans gave him concern. Her Twitter feed is painted with Republicans with a broad brush, describing our national convention last year of three nights of unquote racism, xenophobia, and outrageous lies. Let's put cut 18 up there. I want to hit this point one time after the other. It's not just about Merrick Garland. It's not just about removing one person. The left has been so clear about staffing our government. Now you might ask, well, where do they find people like this? These people are moderates compared to the radicals that our universities are producing. When you control the credentialing institutions, colleges like an assembly line spit people out like Vinita Gupta and Lisa Monaco, who we'll get to in a second, or Kenneth Polite or Matthew Graves, they have a deep bench of radicals. There they are, those five. We need to broaden our perspective. It's not just about removing Garland. It's not just about removing Mayorkas. Top to bottom, they have staffed the government with these people. Now, what is the long-term solution there? Boy, it's going to take work. It's going to take decentralization. It's something I actually talked to Governor DeSantis about yesterday, and he had some very profound thoughts about why are all these agencies headquartered in Washington, D.C.? It's something we actually wrote a piece about. Department of Interior, they should be in Colorado. Department of Veteran Affairs, put them in Florida. Department of the Treasury, I guess you could put them in New York. Whatever. Why don't a Department of Agriculture? How about Iowa? The point is, why are all these departments headquartered in Washington, D.C.? If they had to actually live in the country they govern, they might have a much different perspective about the ruin and the incredible damage that they're doing to the bedrock of civil society. If we're serious about taking back the country, we're serious about reinstituting constitutional principles of separation of powers, consent to the governed, presumption of innocence, and how about the restoration of the Fourth Amendment? We got to get serious about staffing and personnel. You see, but the left, they always look after one another. For Lisa Monaco, Vinita Gupta, Kristen Clark, Kenneth Polite, Matthew Graves, they've bought into this machine mentality. This idea of building a machine is very difficult for conservatives. We have too much of a flair for liberty and freedom to say, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to basically sacrifice my own individual autonomy and my decision-making to be part of a mindless Borg machine that tries to remove and eliminate my political opponents. That's a very difficult thing for conservatives temperamentally and philosophically to engage and believe in. We don't really like tyranny very much. Why would we want to be part of it? Are you like every one of us that thinks our country has gone nuts, whether it's Russiagate, market crashes, or selling oil to China, or this insane inflation? Well, right now, you need a financial mind who understands your concerns, but at the same time has a Christian worldview of money. That's why you should talk to my friends at Pax Financial Group. Look, I've given my money to Pax Financial to manage. If it's good enough for me, I think it's good for you. Like all of us, they have concerns, but they also have hope. In this market, you must have a financial person who shares your hope and at the same time can help you with biblical responsible investing, BRI, biblical responsible investing. That's why I want you to text the word Charlie to 74868. That is Charlie to 74868 to connect with my friends at the Pax Financial Group. Biblical responsible investing. So take out your phone. Just text Charlie to 74868. That's 74868. Text Charlie to connect with my great friends at the Pax Financial Group. Why is it that 75% of Americans don't trust their institutions? Do you notice they never acknowledge error or apologize? There's no atonement or repentance. There's no reflection. There's just forward. You see, if a tyrant were to ever admit failure, that would make them question their godlike status in their own eyes. Remember when Peter struck, stroke, smirk? And yes, that is a Rush phrase, by the way. I would just always die laughing when I would listen to the Rush live stream when Rush would say, and Peter struck, stroke, smirk. I said, oh, I love that. Just like you'd say, Chuck, you Schumer. Oh, I miss him. Or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Peter Strzok wrote, quote, it's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. What was he talking about, insurance policy? Did he mean the entire dirty dossier of Christopher Steele illegally obtaining information that was fake to get a FISA warrant to spy on Donald Trump? Remember when Peter Strzok texted this quote, I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, Andy McCabe, that there was no way Trump gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. FBI counterintelligence official Peter Strzok wrote in a cryptic text message to Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer and his mistress. Peter Strzok texted, in a text sent on October 20th, 2016, he called the Republican candidate a effing idiot. On an August 6th text, he responded to an article shared by Page by replying, F Trump. He then said, quote, maybe you're meant, Lisa Page, the lover, said, maybe you're meant to stay where you are because you're meant to protect the country from that menace, Lisa Page wrote. Peter Strzok said, I can protect our country at many levels. Not sure if that helps. And then Lisa Page, or Peter Strzok said, goodness, Hillary should win 100 million to 0. Now, Peter Strzok's apartment has never been raided by the FBI. Lisa Page's apartment has never been raided by the FBI. They don't have to deal with ongoing investigations. There's Durham, which I think we all know Durham, unfortunately, is going to result in next to nothing. Maybe I'm wrong. Kash Patel thinks Durham is going to bring it all the way through. We are 6 years since the crimes that have been committed against Donald Trump and the spying of his campaign. But why would the FBI stop if they're never held accountable? Raids, spying, warrantless wiretapping. Why would they stop their behavior if all they do is get rewarded? Here's Peter Strzok, stroke, smirk, cut one, this morning on MSNBC. Do you know Peter Strzok just gets to go on television freely and loosely? If I'm not mistaken, it might be Lisa Page who's a cable news contributor. No, Andy McCabe is. Andy McCabe is a CNN contributor. These people get protected by the very machine that they use to go after Donald Trump. Subject matter expert, can you imagine how corrupt to the core you would be to have Peter Strzok come on your morning broadcast. Yes, with expert analysis here, all about abusing federal authority, lying about it, covering it up, and cheating on your wife. Subject matter expert, Peter Strzok. Play cut one.
So it's not that the FBI is targeting any one side or the other. What you see is the FBI going out on a day-in, day-out basis, objectively investigating allegations of law.
That's Peter Strzok. Remember him in his hearing when he was just smirking back and forth? He knows that he's in charge and you're nothing more than a subject. Well, he thinks that, by the way. And yes, I was right. Lisa Page, the lover, joined MSNBC as national security and legal analyst. There is no lack of personnel for them to staff this government. Lisa Monaco, Vanita Gupta, Kristen Clark, Kenneth Polite, Matthew Graves, Bruce Inelli Orr, Andy McCabe, James Comey. Now, for that whole cartel of criminals that ran the FBI previously, none of them have gone to jail. Zero. Now, Durham is poking around, and there is some evidence to show that the very people, as Paul Sperry reported, the very people, they're the same FBI officers who were involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid, happen to be the suspects, or subjects, I'm sorry, of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation. Have some of them already been hauled in front of grand juries? We don't know. Paul Sperry believes that with the Mar-a-Lago saga, it looks like the law enforcement apparatus of the federal government is seeking to suppress evidence of its own long-running, continuous criminal enterprise. Paul Sperry wrote, conflicted Department of Justice officials briefed on the Mar-a-Lago raid. Nicholas McQuaid worked at the same law firm with both Hunter Biden's criminal attorney and Michael Sussman's criminal attorney. Lisa Monaco, Obama aide implicated in Russiagate. Maggie Goodlander, wife of Biden aide Jake Sullivan, implicated in Russiagate. Are all these people in this massive incestuous relationship? I mean, they're, you know, it's kind of that old expression that you're no more than, what, 3 or 4 degrees from Kevin Bacon? Was that the whole joke? Or is that you're 7 degrees removed from Kevin Bacon or something? In Washington, D.C., you're 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. In Washington, D.C., you're no more than 1 or 2 degrees away from someone who could get you out of jail. If you have the right politics, if you are part of the Uniparty, if you are part of the machine. Scott Perry, who had his cell phone seized by the FBI the day after the Mar-a-Lago raid, has this to say. Play cut six.
But Maria, what I think this is about is intimidating anyone who refuses to bend the knee to the narrative. Whether it's Scott Perry, whether it's President Trump, and with passing a bill that will pay for hiring of 87,000 IRS agents, tyranny is going to come right into everyone's living room very, very shortly.
Look, Scott Perry voted for the ridiculous anti-states rights, anti-constitutional gay marriage bill. And I'll say this to Scott Perry privately, and I'll say it publicly. You are trying to win favors over, and you are trying to win people over. Those very same people then come back and confiscate your cell phone. Now, we're going to get the list here. You know a lot of Republicans voted for these people, by the way. A lot of 20 Republicans voted for Merrick Garland. A lot of Republicans voted for Monaco, Gupta, Kristen Clark. We're going to get the list. Go to another piece of tape here. Merrick Garland, this was Merrick Garland defending Kristen Clark. They all defend one another. They're this incestuous group. They feel as if they're untouchable. If Republicans are serious about reforming the country, if we're serious about taking back America, effectively dismantling the fourth branch of government, the bureaucracy, is one of the most important tasks in front of us. Play cut nine.
So, Senator, I've read in the last few days these allegations about Kristen Clark, who I also have gotten to know, who I also trust, who I believe is a person of integrity, whose views about the Civil Rights Division I have discussed with her, and they are in line with my own. I have every reason to want her. She is an experienced former blind prosecutor of hate crimes, and we need somebody like that.
Who are the 20 Republicans who voted for Merrick Garland for Attorney General? Roy Blunt, Senator Burr, Senator Capito, Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, Senator Collins from Maine, Senator Cornyn from Texas. For those of you watching in Texas, I'd love to hear from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. When you went and voted for John Cornyn, did you want John Cornyn to go support people like Merrick Garland as Attorney General? Joni Ernst from Iowa, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Chuck Grassley from Iowa, Inhofe from Oklahoma, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Lankford from Oklahoma, McConnell from Kentucky, Moran from Kansas, Murkowski, who has a race tomorrow against Shikbaka, right? No, the T is silent. It's kind of like Django Unchained. The D is silent. Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Senator Rounds, Senator Thune. What is going on in South Dakota, by the way? What is that all about? I want somebody on the Flag Radio Network to explain to me why Senator Rounds and Senator Thune, but you know what? Good for the two senators from North Dakota for not voting for Merrick Garland. And then Senator Tillis, no surprise there. What good is the Republican Party if they put people like Merrick Garland in positions of power? Now, their argument will be, this is the typical argument of the right, which drives me up a wall. Let's just put it that way. You know what they would say to you? Well, Charlie, you know, we complained when the Democrats derailed Donald Trump's cabinet nominees, and so we want to be better than that. Do you buy that? Is that what you want to hear? You know, Charlie, they really made things hard for us when they delayed all the cabinet picks, and, you know, a president deserves to have his cabinet. That's what they would say. The consensus of the Republican establishment would be to, well, we need to take the high road against the Democrats when they put people like Merrick Garland in position. By the way, the Merrick Garland saga and scandal is more than just the Mar-a-Lago. They targeted moms and dads showing up at school board meetings. And Merrick Garland himself is personally conflicted with critical race theory ties via his son-in-law. Thankfully, it seems as if we're starting to see more and more whistleblowers are coming forward to expose this corruption. One of the major problems, though, with the FBI, one of the major problems, though, with the Department of Justice is they administer their own discipline. There is no way to check and balance an FBI agent. Who checks the checkers? It's the same way with fact checkers on social media. How do you check the ultimate power? When was the last time an FBI agent legitimately was held accountable for altering evidence, for faking a FISA warrant? If they're in an untouchable class, if that is the new divide in America, which is the people that can be impacted and the people that are untouchable, what kind of series of behavior does that then create? Play cut 16.
So the country, though, the good news is they figured it out. And I'll tell you who else has figured it out, Trey. And you and John, with your background in law enforcement, appreciate this. 14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it, coming and talking to us about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. I mean, it's becoming a well-worn trail of agents who say this has got to stop.
It's got to be more than stop. People have to go to jail. They need to be fired. They need to have their pensions taken from them. To give you an idea of how hard it is even to change the pension part, Lois Lerner and Andrew McCabe are still receiving their pension. Lois Lerner, who targeted the Tea Party movement, who targeted groups that use the word freedom, liberty, don't tread on me, still gets her full pension. Andrew McCabe still gets his entire pension for being one of the chief architects of Spygate, and Andy McCabe now gets to go on CNN to tell us all about domestic terrorism. What do you then do if your government then becomes the administrator of tyranny? That's something that I know that is a very uncomfortable topic for people. And of course, everything must remain peaceful and lawful and legal, but we got to get very creative on how we the people create an effective check and balance against when government becomes the very thing it's supposed to prevent. Peter Strzok, who should be in jail, continued with Joe Scarborough this morning, who says, of course Americans should trust what the FBI is doing. Play cut 17.
Put that out there. The FBI makes mistakes. The church makes mistakes. People make mistakes. They screw up. Should this be any reason for Americans not trust that what the FBI and the DOJ are doing now is in pursuit of protecting classified documents?
Well, Joe, absolutely the American public should trust what the FBI is doing.
Just the lack of self-awareness, these people, it drives me nuts. I actually think they do this to make me angry. I really do. I think that part of this is they know we're going to lose our mind. This whole thing is like a massive psychological operation where they put Peter Strzok on there because they know how angry it's going to make us. By the way, we do the same thing as well. We do the same thing. We're like, oh, we're going to put this person on. It's going to drive the media nuts. That's not the only reason we do it. But by the way, do you notice how Joe Scarborough just throws the church in there? Let me tell you a difference, Joe Scarborough, of the mistakes the FBI makes. Number one, they're the government. The church is not the government. A corporation is not the government. They have the ability to cover things up and not be held accountable. But the other thing that I just want to reemphasize, have we ever received an acknowledgement of error? And have we ever received an apology? How about from Peter Strzok stroke smirk? Just kind of always maneuvering. Never apologizing, never admitting what he did was wrong. Designing an entire scheme against a duly elected president. For what? For what reason? Donald Trump said this morning, quote, people are so angry at what is taking place. Whatever we can do to help, because the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. Trump is right. Terrible things are about to happen. People are unbelievably angry. And you know what? I'm going to play into that anger, because anger can be very clarifying. Must remain peaceful, must remain lawful. But I'm not going to act like this is normal. So many Republicans are texting me, Charlie, you know, we have to no longer be angry. What do you do then when the other side continuously pokes you in the eye? You're going to lie to yourself? No, we need to start to figure out a way to use the states, the state attorney generals, to actually have a spine to show the other side that there is a cost to their tyranny. Currently, right now, there is no cost to their tyranny. Following this, by the way, just so you know, the Biden regime has issued a domestic terror alert following the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. All of the language, the institutions, the bureaucracies that they used to use against Al-Qaeda, that they used to use against the Taliban, they now use against us. We are rightly upset. They openly want to criminalize us. And as their subject matter expert, they bring the very man who designed this pattern of behavior, Peter Strzok, to tell you everything is just fine. They crossed the Rubicon. They invaded our country. How we respond is yet to be determined. But I could tell you this. It has to be more than just press releases and waiting to the next election. I want your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Are you comfortable just waiting to the next election? I'm afraid something bad's going to happen if we do not bring down the temperature in this country. And boy, do we need that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.